This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, inshallah, I'm going to take a pause of our regular series. I want to update you about something that happened today, alhamdulillah, at Epic, and wanted to share with you some good news and also encourage us for a slightly different reality. Today, we have our annual interfaith iftar dinner. As you're aware, Epic does a interfaith iftar dinner every single Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, this year we had the mayors of Richardson, the mayors of Plano, the city councilmen of Wiley, the chief of police and the fire, a lot of elected officials, alhamdulillah, they came and we had a very good interfaith dinner. All of the mayors, actually, all of them, they presented us plaques of recognition for the civic services that Epic is doing. And alhamdulillah, they testified that Epic is doing what no other faith organization in this entire area is doing. We have our full-time walk-in clinic. We have our mobile clinic, as you're aware. We showed the video of the footage. You guys fundraise. I had a fundraiser. We all had a fundraiser 2 years ago. We had a fundraiser. We raise funds. And now we have a mobile clinic that goes across the city to places where there's no clinic and we're giving free healthcare. We fed over 100,000 hungry children in the last few years. We have a event, as you're aware, of feeding the hungry children. We have given blankets every single cold season. And as you're aware, you also have to sacrifice. We shut the gym down when it is freezing cold and over 150 people are housed in our gym. That homeless people, they come here and they sleep over here. Why do I say this? First and foremost, because this is a part of who we are as Muslims. This is what Allah has commanded us to do. As I have said multiple times, this is not PR for da'wah. This is not PR for pretending to be good Muslims. This is Islam. Taking care of the hungry, feeding those that don't have any food, giving shelter to the homeless. This isn't a Kodak moment. This is what it means to be a Muslim. But if there are benefits that come, we thank Allah, but those benefits are not why we do what we do. You're probably aware that on social media, there's a lot of negative campaigns against our particular masjid, Epic, because of our project, Epic City, right? And a lot of the far right are riling up hatred. Today, an hour ago, I pulled the mayor aside. I said, you know, mayor, you're aware of what's going on, and you know that these are all lies. You know, what they're saying about us is not true. The mayor literally just, his whole face changed. He goes, I know you guys, don't worry. I have your back. Anybody says anything, you can tell him to call me and I'm going to defend you guys. The mayor himself told me this. I know you guys. I see what you're doing. Anybody has a negative complaint, you tell him to call my office. I'm going to defend you. What I'm trying to say, brothers and sisters, is that we as Muslims in this country, we cannot have isolationist policies. We cannot just be happy in our little bubble of Epic and then don't contribute back to society. By Allah's blessings, the reason why the mayors all came, the reason why the chief of police knows us by name, the reason why all of the civic leaders know us by name is because why? Not because we're packed for Taraweeh, that's great between you and Allah, but because Epic, alhamdulillah, and by the way, they didn't tell me to do this, even the board's going to be surprised, but I feel this is something you need to know. Because alhamdulillah, Epic is at the forefront of contributing back to our civil society, of helping the poor, of feeding those that don't have any food, of packing bags. You know, we have the largest packing day. Over 1,000 volunteers come from across the city in our gym. The one day that we pack over 1,000 boxes, people from all communities come. We are the hub. Even the other faith centers cannot do what we are doing. We thank Allah for this. The bottom line, I'm saying this, why? Because unless and until we take ownership of this society, unless and until we feel that we have to contribute back, we have to show our presence, it doesn't matter if we are 10,000 in Taraweeh, that's between us and Allah. If not a single one of us contributes back to society, the government doesn't know who we are, the politicians don't know who we are. The seerah teaches us that deen and dunya are combined. The seerah teaches us that ibadah and political activism are combined. It's not an either or. Yes, at night we pray tahajjud. Yes, at night we make dua. Yes, we always break for our salawat. But during the day, there's activism. During the day, you move and shake. You impact. You create a legacy. This is what the seerah teaches us. And again, I do apologize if some of you feel these political talks should not be done. But politics doesn't stop because of Ramadan. As we speak, there's a massive issue taking place that is going to deal with every one of you in this audience. The president, as you're aware, has carte blanche decided a particular person, a Muslim, a Palestinian, does not have the rights that everybody else does. No court of law, no system, no jury. The president's signature has arrested a legal green card citizen for protesting against Israel and for supporting the rights of the Palestinians. And again, if you feel this is not appropriate, I disagree with you, because this deals with me and you right here and now. If he's allowed to get away with this, the next is going to be naturalized citizens. How many of you are naturalized citizens? As we speak right now, this case is going to be a litmus test for what follows. The fact of the matter, and I'm sorry to be blunt, but we don't have time for political correctness. The majority of us are disconnected from what is going on. We feel that's not going to affect us. No! History has shown, even the ups and downs of this country have shown, if we don't rally together, if we don't make sure that all of us have the same freedoms, what is happening is blatantly unconstitutional. For 200 years, the Supreme Court has ruled that a green card holder has the same rights as an American citizen. Now that is being challenged. And unilaterally, what makes the West is the right of habeas corpus, which means no politician, no government official has the right to declare you to be a criminal without a trial. That is the cornerstone of Western society. Not like tyrannical regimes, not like back home, if the royal family doesn't like you, you get disappeared. The cornerstone of this Western society is the right for a fair trial. Make sure your evidence is heard. No politician has the right to decide you're a criminal, throw you in jail. The person's wife, they're both fasting. It was picked up without any protocol, without any advance notice. His wife, who's 9 months pregnant, she's about to deliver in the month of Ramadan, she had no idea where her husband is. This should not happen in this country. And if you don't understand where this is heading, and if you think it has nothing to do with me and you, then I'm sorry, you are deluded. And this is why, going back to our local, politics is all local. Our impact is all local. Why do you think the mayor of Plano, the mayor of Richardson, the mayor of Wiley, they all respect and know us? Why do you think the officials come here? Because alhamdulillah, we have been active by Allah's help and then by your donations. We're going to continue to rally for your donations because we've shown who we are. My plea to all of us at the national level, we need to do the same. At every single opportunity, your colleagues, your network, your neighborhood, they should know who you are and respect you, because then when the president does something like this, we will actually have the same mass support as we do at the local level. That local level support that we have is because we've shown who we are. Sadly, at the national level, that's not happening. But my request to all of you, and there are people watching online from outside of our community, my request to all of us is to understand this is what Allah wants from us. This is the seerah teaching us reality. Pray at night, and during the day, do what you can to impact as many people through your akhlaq, through your legacy. Do the best that you can and understand what is happening right now. It's a part of all of our heritage and legacy. We cannot allow this to continue this way. And I urge all of you to understand, do your research, your homework. At this stage, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know who's supporting this person. I was just in another city close by. They don't even know what's going on. Nobody knows where the brother is right now. I think they just found out where he is. But we don't even know, the Muslim organizations are not yet collaborating to help this brother. Inshallah, we're working behind the scenes. When I have more information, I will appeal to all of you to help us out. But we do need the best lawyers. We need to make sure this does not happen, because if it does happen, I guarantee you, without a doubt, if he gets away with green card, the next is going to be naturalized citizens. And how many of you in this audience are naturalized citizens? He's going to go back and look at your history. He's going to see who you've donated to. And then that's it. One thing will lead to another. Slippery slope, which we cannot allow. Come together. Make dua to Allah. Be engaged in your society. Have visible presence. Be proud to be Muslim. Demonstrate the akhlaq of Islam. The most important da'wah your colleagues and friends should see in you, the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give back, help the poor, give to the downtrodden. That is how you establish social credibility, and that is a part of our message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, protect the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to do khidmah in his deen. And inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue with the etiquettes of dua, inshallah.